Here's Halloran with something to think about.
A 30-second primetime ad on Fox costs $20,000 to $30,000. A full-page ad in the New York Times is $104,000. During the presidential debate, CNN pushed their rate to $200,000, which brings me to Quentin Tarantino. Before the release of his movie Django Unchained, there was a big controversy. Tons of media coverage over the profligate use of the N-word. It was used 110 times. And the New York Times and CNN and Fox covered it, along with everyone else. Controversy is a capitalist catapult. The budget for Django Unchained was $100 million. In 20 weeks, it made $425 million worldwide. Controversy is a marketing tool. It's guerrilla marketing at its best. A front-page story in the New York Times is $104,000 worth of advertising. A 10-minute segment on Bill O'Reilly is $500,000 worth of promotion. Quentin may, in fact, think cops are killers, but I think he's thinking more about the killers in his films that he wants to kill at the box office. His incendiary comments are coming, catch this, a few weeks before the opening of his new film, The Hateful Eight. The ensuing controversy, Reed marketing plan, will net him the following: $60 to $100 million in free marketing, a locked-in left audience that will buy solidarity tickets, and a cause-driven backstory that's sure to appeal to Oscar voters. Quentin isn't being controversial. Quentin is being Quentin. Quentin is being Hollywood. To my friends in law enforcement, by the way, pay him no mind. And since you have the power of choice, skip the film and pay him no money. Just something to think about.
Tune in for Triple H mornings, 5:30 to 10 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.